What's good, everybody? We're back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. All right. Hopefully the mic is better this episode. I don't know what happened. My last recording, it was wild and I don't know what was going on. Like, I played it back because I can't hear it as I can't hear it as I'm recording. So when I played it back, it's like a whole episode was done. And yeah, it was a whole episode done and it was all like the audio was going like in and out. It was wild. I don't know what was going on. Excuse me, but hopefully that's not the case for this episode. I kind of moved my mic around a little bit. Gave the cables a little more slack. So, and I restarted everything too. So hopefully this go around is better. It's better. Yeah, so how's everybody doing? Hope everybody's having a good time in life. I know I am. Like, life's been good. Mine is like, the whole layoff stuff occurring and everything like that. Other than that, life's been great. Life's been great. I'm actually not even truly, like I said before, like it's not like even like the layoff stuff is really like upsetting. It wasn't upsetting because you don't realize how much you know. People say you don't realize how much you love something until it's gone. Also, you don't realize how much you hate something until it's no longer part of your life. And I realize day every day more and more how much I start to despise that place. 'Cause it wasn't like that at the beginning. It was not like that at the beginning. It was cool. It was cool. But it's just over time, stuff started happening. I wasn't too much fond of. I wasn't rocking with. Started to just not care for my boss in general. Like, her as a person just was. Her as a person as and as a boss or a quote unquote leader was trash. It just wasn't great at the time. But hey, here's what it is. Things happen. But yeah, I've been happier as far as like that go. I really have been. Been more at peace, more at peace. I still am on the hunt for new employment though. But like I said, I've had some interviews, everything. I got an offer, but the offer was like, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. So I'm betting on myself and keep pushing. Got some more stuff lined up, so one or the other are playing out. That's just how I'm looking at things. So all that out the way. Yeah, everything has been fine. We've had sports stuff going on. Y'all know the world crazy right now. Like, we in the middle of a government shutdown. I've seen that, we had the revelation about Kyron Lacy. May he rest in peace. Because that's just, it's just sad. It's a sad story. Because even, because to find out that he was innocent and all this, like confirming he was innocent and everything, it makes you more like just sick of people. Like, how cruel and like non-empathetic that people have become. Because I'm just thinking back to when it occurred and when it came out, they were saying like, he was, was part of a wreck that resulted in the death of a former, I think the guy was a former vet, something like that. But even when they were describing the case and everything, 'cause I'm not going into details about it now. Even when they were describing the case and everything, it just didn't sound like he was the cause of it. It just didn't. It didn't, like, nothing still. And a lot of people, that I know anyway, a lot of people that I know were saying like, yeah, because me and Casino T, one of the old former co-hosts of the podcast. We were talking about it one time. We was like, he was like, yeah, man. He was like, it just don't sound like that he was at fault for real. They said they gonna. I said they gonna probably, they gonna blame it on him because, let's be blunt, the white man, they threw up the picture with the dog and the U.S. Army or whatever faction he was a part of. Not being disrespectful, I just don't know, and I didn't go look it up. So not even being disrespectful to that at all. Because RIP to him as well. But it's just the fact that Kyron Lacy was blamed for it. And then to see like witnesses getting coached up on what to say to to pin it on him was just insane. It was insane. It was just insane. Like, all of it was just, like, disgusting, ugly. The things people were saying, like, all the racial comments people were saying, threats they were sending his way. It was just sad. And then for him to take his life at such a young age, like, literally, what, a day or two before he was supposed to go in front of him with the grand jury, everything like that. Like, that's just, it's just all sad. It's all sad, and I just... prayers go out to his family. I'm happy that the truth is coming out, and I pray that they receive the justice that they seek. Take it. I've been seeing like them, like their posts and everything. They've been very, very humble and very graceful in their whole experience. Though, like they have all the strength in the world. Like, that's nothing but God. Because I can only imagine how wrecked if I had a child and he was falsely accused of a horrific crime, a horrific incident, and then took his life and everything like that. Like, I must respect and love to them. So prayers up for them. And I'm glad that, I'm going to say I hope and pray that Kyron, he's up there right now with the great master. I hope that now he has like some peace of mind, that he can rest easier. Just knowing, like, hey, man, like, look, it's been like it's we know the truth. We know what it is. So just a tough thing to even discuss or talk about and everything like that. Like I said, it's not what the episode's gonna be about. I'm not going like into full details or full dive into it, because I feel like that'll be like a separate episode. But yeah, it's just a lot to process right now. There's been a lot going on, especially in Louisiana in general. Like, it's in the world, it's been a lot going on, but I reside in Louisiana. There's been a lot going around. We just had a deputy get killed at a courthouse doing an interrogation a couple days ago. Like, it's just been crazy work. His son, well, the I forget the actual, like, logistic, everything like that, with the hierarchy, but even, like, the other deputy that was involved is, like, the son of the chief, everything like that. I don't know what his condition is now, but last I checked, he was in critical condition. So, again, it's just a lot going on right now. It's just a lot. It's a lot. Then, on top of that, like I said, the government shut down. We don't know how long that's going to last, because the world's ran. Well, I hate saying the world. I try to correct myself, because it's not the world. The world has its own issues, but this is the United States. The United States is ran by a bunch of grown children. And it's pathetic. It's sad. Great fearless leader, that's the head of the snake, is the biggest Tyler of them all. And it's fucking pathetic. It's sickening. Like, it just makes you just disgusted with a lot of things. It really does. It truly does. So with all that out the way, it's so much, like I said, so much going on. And then, like, we got sports stuff. Like, one time, Sean, like, we got sports, though. The WNBA Finals is going on right now. They've been some good games. Game 2 was trash. Game 1 was great. Game 3 was a roller coaster. It was decent. Then it got out of hand. And then it went to amazing. And it ended with an Asia Wilson game winner. Shout out to Asia, though. Shout out to her. Shout out to A1. Shout out to her. You know, it's not really A1, but still, shout out to her. Shout out to her. Like, that's the... I'm glad we're gonna have, we witnessing like a player that we can call the GOAT of the WNBA. And she has all the credentials to be called the GOAT, like all of them. Like, she, especially once they finish off this series, because it's gonna be a sweep. They finishing it off next game. They up 3-0. They need one more dub. It's gonna be over with on Friday. Friday night's curtains is over with. We're witnessing someone that is not a lot of, it's not even like a big argument between, like, oh, that's not the GOAT for real, this and that. Like, we're not even witnessing that. Like, we just got, like, for the WNBA, she's already there. I don't see how you can even, like, deny her at this point. Like, I don't. Like, he done had the 30-20 games, the 20-20 pieces. She on, what, a fourth MVP she got this year. I think third defensive player of the year. Like honestly, I don't have a stats in there. Like I said, the episode was not about that. Just I was just watching the game, so it's fresh in my mind. So I just want to give him a flowers while it's fresh in my head. Yeah, then like all WNBA teams, all the all defensive teams she's been on, like all-star nomination. Like she has Olympic, Olympian. She has it all. She has done it all, and she's been a winner. Then in college, she won in college. She's a winner. She's a winner. She has the numbers to back it up, and she's reaching those numbers at a way faster pace. Also, the first WNBA player to score 1,000 points in the season. Like she's legit. She legit like solidified for me. Like that's to me, that's the GOAT. I know we got the older gen. Like we got like the let me think of some names like Cynthia Coopers. We got Sheryl Swoopes, Lisa Leslie. Cheryl Miller, you know, she didn't play in the W, but you know, still everybody that know basketball know hoops know about Cheryl Miller. Like everybody know about Reggie Miller's sister. Really, to be honest, that's Reggie. That's Cheryl Miller's brother. We should refer to her the way because Cheryl was a problem. She was legit. Like, we know about her. Of course, we know we got like us all like the Sue Birds of the world. I'm not saying Sue Birds to go, but some people think that. Mainly her I think it's her wife now. But yeah, we have Sue Bird, like Deanna Taurasi. People say Deanna Taurasi is GOAT, but I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Asia gonna be killing all that. Like she ain't even 30 yet. That's the wild part. DT played, she was about like what, 40? She hit like 40 plus before she got out there. Like she was like 42. No, I'm lying. I think she was like 44 or something like that. She was pretty old. Like she, matter of fact, nah, she was older than that, I believe. I think she was older than that. Let me see. Because Deanna Taurasi was pretty old. I got to look and see now. Because she was way up there. Yeah. That's 40. 40, yeah, 43. Yeah, I'm going to say she was 43. I'm about to say this was 42. She was 43. Like, 43. She played for a long time. She just retired. Last season was her last season, and she quit after that. Well, it's not quit, but she hung them up. So, again, Asia not even 30 yet, bro. Like, she's not even 30. And she already has everything. And she's instead of adding, and she has more and more time to add because the Aces aren't going anywhere. They're not. They're going to be a legit team for some time. So, you know, good to see a young black queen getting her flowers and doing her thing and dominating. Like, we love to see it. We love to see it. I'm a full-blown Asian supporter. Not just because she's bound out of bio's girlfriend. Y'all know I'm a Miami Heat fan. But it's just age is just the truth. I'm sorry. Like I don't say you can watch. Like I see people saying they watch it and say like, oh, she's boring, this and that. I'm like, I don't see what's boring about somebody just hitting a fadeaway over anybody they want, getting any shot they want, dominating the boys and playing hella defense 1 through 5, legit 1 through 5. Like I don't even see what the problem. I don't see how you can hate on that. I don't. Because right now, age is the GOAT to me. It's the GOAT. I don't see you. No discussion, no debate, no argument. Like I also said, you can't just give it to her. Like she her. She is her. And we also got led astray this week by LeBron James. He made his false decision. He made his false decision. The decision part two was he was labeling it and everything like that. LeBron's so he's so cringe. Like he really is. Like it is. Like I ain't mad at the commercial because I knew what anybody that legit thought that LeBron James was retiring, was announcing his retirement by marking it the decision two, the second decision of all decisions, whatever. Like anybody that thought that he was legit announcing his retirement and went and bought a ticket to see his last games of the season and spent hella money on them, y'all need to go get checked because everybody knows that LeBron was not retiring. Like, we should have known it was an advertisement. LeBron had an advertisement for Prime Day back in like July. He had an ad then that was like him at a no conversation. He had a like, so you think about retiring? And then it cut off as a teaser. And then the commercial dropped. And it was an Amazon Prime Day commercial because he was shopping on Amazon and everything. Like, it's like he a troll. LeBron's a troll. That's just what he is. He trolls on purpose. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's not dumb. LeBron knows exactly what he's doing. He is controlling the narratives and he is going to continue being a troll until he retires because to him, he thinks I'm already the GOAT. In his mind, he thinks he's the GOAT already. He don't care no more. LeBron said, I'm the GOAT. It don't matter what I do. Like, I'm number one. Like, in his mind, he became the GOAT after that 3-1 comeback in the finals against the Warriors. So LeBron don't care. LeBron, and he said he got his fourth ring. He did the bubble ring, which NBA players refer to as the hardest ring that there ever was to do, because the bubble was a mental hurdle that you have to be mentally tough and built for to do, and it wasn't easy. So they considered that like the hardest ring to get. The people that played in the bubble, the players that played in the bubble, and people that were in the bubble, and you know, like the media and all that, all of them say the same thing. It was the toughest time ever. LeBron to pull out that ring, you had the mental fortitude it took to get that out the way. It's amazing to stop, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. So again, the narrative's being pushed. He got a podcast now. He's pushing them there. LeBron's just very technical behind why he does things. Like, everything he does is for a reason. Nothing LeBron does or says is without rhyme or reason. He's doing these things on purpose to put thoughts, opinions, and narratives to steer people in one way. Like his podcast, the first season, he had JJ Redick as his co-host. They talked about X's and O's for real. They was breaking down the game. They was drawing plays up. They was literally walking through tape and everything like that. Breaking down film, it was what they said it was going to be. Well, for people that are pure basketball fans, you're going to be able to sit down and watch, and you're going to be able to see all the things you want to see about basketball. We're going to break it down to the finest details where you can know things. Also, taken away from Kobe Bryant's detail, I'm not even like a huge Kobe fan, but I respect Kobe a ton. And I have to say that LeBron been stealing a lot of Kobe things that he had started doing before his tragic passing. LeBron been borrowing from that book a lot. Because Mind the Game, the first season, was a knockoff detail. I'm sorry. And detail, in my opinion, was 100 times better, because Kobe was breaking it down to a science in a shorter time. So, he had that. And then, ironically, JJ Redick becomes his head coach the next year. After the podcast ended, JJ Redick becomes, from podcast co-host to my head coach. How ironic. And then he gets the second season going, replaces him with Steve Nash. This is when things get funny, because instead of them breaking down X's and O's, it became I'm a rewrite narratives podcast, which is most sports podcasts in the world. I'm going to give my hot takes and rewrite narratives. The difference is LeBron James is... He is very influential. He is. So by him sitting down making that podcast and changing things and everything like that, and changing people's narratives or views on things like, and also Rich Paul went on that weird little escapade where he was trying to change how things work. Because I remember I was seeing one time they were saying like about Miami wasn't really a big three. Like Bosch was good, but let's not say it was a big three, because Bosch wasn't this. Like when Bosch was legit like that, like Chris Bosch was one of the top 10 players in the NBA before he went to Miami, because he sacrificed his numbers and his stats for team success. He truly did. He took the biggest sacrifice out of those three, out of LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. Bosch took the biggest sacrifice out of all three of them, sorry, because he literally got relegated to a corner specialist. They sent him to the corner. He was a corner boy. Literally, they turned him into a corner boy. He played in the paint occasionally until they got a legit center, like Birdman now. Before that, Bosch was a corner boy. Turned him to a corner boy. Straight up there. And now for you to sit there and say it wasn't really a big three because Chris Bosch wasn't really like that, that's insane. And LeBron, LeBron weak for even allowing his agent to even say that. That's crazy. It's crazy to say. But again, it's all the interest to boost LeBron's legend, to boost the image, and to control the GOAT narrative and saying, like, look, I did this with that. Like making the team seem lesser than what they were, which is crazy. Because the first year Miami Heat team, we was mid. I admit that. The fact we made it to the finals, I was shocked. I was shocked to tell you we made it to the finals. That's why I thought we were legit going to win it. But we made fun of Dirk, and they washed us after that. Year two, OKC, we were not favored to win that series. Miami Heat were underdogs going into that series. I know what they say nowadays, because like, who's the baby Thunder? No. When going into that series, all ESPN analysts and everybody was picking OKC to beat the Miami Heat. They were. I remember this. They were betting against the Heat. They was like, OKC just found something. Now they just got, it's just like it's that time. They just figured it out. They just all clicked. Like, they grew up before our eyes. And that's what they were saying. I remember this time. They put the OKC Thunder with KD, Westbrook, Harden, Ibaka. They put them and said they were going to beat the Miami Heat. And they did win game one. After game one, washed them after that. But again, they wasn't favored. Then against the Spurs, I want to say we were favored against the Spurs that first year. I got to go back and look. I want to say we was favored against them that first year. I feel like we were. I feel like we was favored against them that first year for sure. Because, yeah, I think it was that first year they was favored. And no. I think they was underdogs to them that year, too. And when that occurred, we should have lost. We should have lost. We literally won off of a miraculous. Who got it? Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh got the rebound and then passed on out. And then Chris Bosh got the ball, passed it on out. And then we got to the Ray Allen three, sent it to overtime, and we ended up winning in seven. We got very lucky. Wasn't for that rebound at Ray Allen corner three, it was out of there. We lost. Then the next year, got destroyed. LeBron cramped up in game one. Got blown out by a record finals margin. It was a horrible experience, and he went back to Cleveland. They could have beat the Warriors that first year, but injuries caught up to him. Year two, it was a valiant effort from him and Kyrie to bring that back from 3-1. And some suspensions and injuries on the Warriors side to help them out. So, you know, that happened. Then they went and got KD, washed him 2 years in a row. And, yeah, you know how things went. So, say all that to say, like, LeBron is good at controlling narratives and things like that. And he's been using social media and all his platforms and his reach to change the narrative of things. He really has been. He's been working very hard to do that. And it's been interesting. It's been interesting to see how people have started to change how they view things and everything like that, or how the narrative has been and everything. And also you got a lot of like younger kids that may not have seen all those things, like a lot of 18-year-olds and everything like that, they don't really remember, like, they didn't really see like the players we saw growing up, like the Kobe's or the AIs and everything like that. I didn't see Jordan growing up. I'm a 90s baby, but I was born in 95. So I was alive when Jordan was hooping, but again, I don't remember Jordan. So I'm not gonna act like I do. Like my basketball memory starts from, we have like Shaq, T-Mac, AI, Kobe, Tim Duncan, Jason Kidd, Kenyon Martin, Carmelo, Bron, Wade. That's my basketball memory starts, like those kind of players. Like, excuse me, the Pistons, like Chauncey Billups, who else? Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton, Ray Allen, Rashard Lewis. Like those players are the ones that I grew up, like when I started watching basketball, those are the ones that I remember. I can go back to. But as far as like Jordan and Barkley, Pippen, all them. I mean, Pippen was still around going on with the Lakers stuff. And but again, I didn't see them in their peak. I don't really count those players. And Jordan played too, of course. But again, didn't see him in his peak. So therefore, can't really speak much on it. All I knew was that he was considered the GOAT. That was it. Like, my dad is a big Lakers fan. Magic Johnson's favorite player. You all talk about Magic Johnson. And you know, my sisters, everybody, cousins, they were all saying like Michael Jordan was just the greatest, because that's what she was told. He was the greatest. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's just been a lot of, narrative altering and changing and things like that. And I'm not a fan of it. And I don't know how people rate players now either. Like, that's why when I separate and go do the sports podcast, I'm going to do my own list and everything like that. I'm going to do my own breakdowns of why I choose these players for this and that. But I feel like a lot of times these lists and stuff and all that, the criteria is not really listed and get kind of lost in translation about what made you pick this player over this one. Like, but every list that you make of top anything is subjective. For instance, today, Rolling Stone dropped the list of the 250 greatest songs of the 21st century. Any kid that was born in 2000, and I'm gonna say 2000, just in general, like kids that are born in 2000 in general, they will see that list and be confused by half the songs on there. Mind you, they was born in the 21st century, but again, they'll be confused by half the songs on there because they wouldn't know. Like, I doubt a lot of the kids really know "Get Your Freak On" by Missy Elliott, which was the number one song on their list. I doubt many kids know that song for real. I really do. Just based on the interactions I've seen, I'm like I said, I may be wrong. They might be have a ton of kids that know that song, but again, a lot of kids, I feel like Gen Z kids, they don't know about no damn Missy Elliott. I don't think they even know who that is if you ask them, like a lot of them. I truly don't. Just from what I see and experience, I can almost book it in. A lot of them don't know who the hell Missy Elliott is. These are the same kids that say that, Beyonce is a greater artist and more famous, more popular than Michael Jackson ever was. I wasn't alive when Michael Jackson was at his peak, but my parents were, and then just the history you just see, like you just hear about it. Like it's like a urban legend. Like you just know of Michael Jackson. The legend of Michael Jackson is just so great, you just know it. Yeah, like I just don't think that Beyonce is like that level of artist. Like Beyonce is up there, of course, yes, but just like there's only one Michael Jackson. That way we only got one Beyonce, we only got one Michael Jackson. I think they both great. It's just in their own, they're just, they're great in their own rights, in their own times too. And people get mad about the whole like Taylor Swift thing and all that kind of stuff, and I get it. But again, I mean, if the music's selling and you got the popular, got the fan base, they got it. Like it just is what it is. Like, unfortunately, we gotta just accept stuff for what it is sometimes. Like Beyonce is still a billionaire at the end of the day. Still a billionaire. That's all that matters. We got a black woman that's making her bread and has the talent that is put on full display. Thinking the Grammys be snubbing her, but the Grammys, nobody cared about the Grammys for real. Like the Grammys be hating. Like they just glaze who they want to glaze at the times. Like Beyonce should have been won an album of the year. Then after she wins album of the year for Cowboy Carter, they change categories to separate like traditional country and then newer country. It's a bunch of we know what the game is. We know what the game is, y'all. But yeah, it just depends on like how you view things in those times and like the group of people that are growing up, because like I said, a lot of kids, like younger kids, or people that grew up seeing, depending on who you grew up seeing. Like LeBron's, for instance, LeBron pushing the narrative about him being the GOAT. Okay. Gen Z kids are going to mainly say LeBron's the GOAT. A lot of millennials will be torn between saying, well, I'll take that back. A lot of Gen Z kids, believe it or not, they say Paul George is their GOAT. That's a thing. Like, a lot of people say Paul George is their GOAT. We got a lot of Paul George and a lot of Curry. My time, it was LeBron and Kobe, and you get to Jordan throwing in too, depending on what end of the millennial spectrum you fall on. You get the Kobe, you get the MJ, or you get the well, I'm not even gonna say, well, yeah, obviously you get the Kobe, you get the MJ, then you get the LeBron. Later on, you mainly get that LeBron. You'll get that Paul George thrown in randomly, and you'll get Steph Curry. Cause yeah, a lot of kids just kind of forgot about Kobe too a little bit. Like they don't put him up there. Like I see people don't put Kobe's top 10 anymore nowadays. I see them put him at like 12 or 15. They put him in the same room they'll put Kevin Durant in, which is kind of wild now that I'm thinking about this out loud. But I digress. But yeah, this is how LeBron's playing the game and everything like that. Like how he's approaching thing, and like you can't do nothing but just be like, whatever. Yeah, you really got to be like whatever with him. I lost my train of thought because stuff was going on in the background. It affected me. I had a good flow of consciousness going just now while I was remembering what I wanted to talk about. Gay wood. LeBron. Commercial stuff. Again, like people knew LeBron was retiring, by the way. Like if you thought that and you spent money on them tickets, you're crazy. I saw a fan suing them too. I forgot to mention that. I saw that fan was suing them for like the price of two tickets, which is so childish and stupid, and just I can't believe people really do things. People are real, they're a bunch of bots. So enough about that. Just random catch up on topics that's been circulating in the world and everything like that. I wanted to talk about this because it's something that I've been seeing on socials a lot and everything like that. I've been seeing a lot on socials and everything. And you guys know how many times I've mentioned how, like, I hate social media. I do. I cannot stand it. Now, I think it's the most brain-rotted, toxic environment ever crafted, created, especially with this AI. AI has made stuff even worse. Not the basketball player, but, you know, AI has made stuff even worse, and it's just terrible now. And people are starting to lose sense of what's real and what's fake. And I've been seeing these, the new thing, because they finally launched the Sora AI. They finally launched, put that out there for a friend. People been using that, and I went down a rabbit hole, y'all. I went down a rabbit hole, and I watched a 10-minute battle rap video of Martin Luther King versus Malcolm X. I've also spent an hour of my time, because I'm guilty and ashamed to admit, I've spent an hour of my time watching a WWE WrestleMania style series of episodes where Martin Luther King being turning heel and everything like that. It was wild. I've also spent a good portion of my time watching Stephen Hawking videos of him doing extreme sports. I've seen him race a NASCAR. I've seen him be a pro skater in X Games. I've seen a lot of things I'm ashamed of seeing, though, as far as like the AI stuff is gone. Kind of insane what they're doing. I even seen Kobe Bryant be a streamer. They've made an AI Kobe Bryant that's a streamer. I saw him hooping with Martin Luther King as well. It's been wild for the things I've been seeing across the world wide of webs. And yeah. We're in that age. We're in that stage of life where it's just everybody's just, nobody takes anything serious. Yeah. It's funny because like the other day, let's bring me to the topic I want to discuss too real quick. Talking the other day, and the topic of consideration was brought up, and you know, it was basically like a thing of what should we look for qualities in the opposite sex, or whoever you consider a partner, would it be the opposite of the same sex? And one that was brought up was consideration. Last question, like, okay, consideration, what do you mean by that? And we know how things go. Like, it's how things go. Y'all know my stance on this and how I feel on this too. Know how things go. If you're a male, you're gonna be on the side of women are considerate, women only want you for this, that, and the third, what you can provide, blah, 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 blah. You get that side of the spectrum, and then you get the other side by the woman saying, men are considerate, men only want, you know, women for their looks, the body, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Usually end up on those ends of the spectrum. But I challenge us all to look at things from this perspective. We all say that the opposite gender sucks in different departments. We say it sucks. At some point, I challenge us all to just think of things as if, like, maybe we're looking at stuff in the wrong lens. Like, maybe it's just people in general just suck. Maybe it's just people that suck. It's just the society that's been cultivated and the world that has been crafted by, again, social media, fake relationship gurus that's on podcasts, being these, whatever. The TikTok lives, I've seen those too. Those are kind of wild too. The TikTok lives, we got to discuss them. Like, I don't know what they be on, but the TikTok lives be like the worst ones, apparently. I had a homegirl send me one before, and the stuff they was talking about was like insane. Cause I'm like, people legit think like this, or they just rage baiting like nonstop. And I'm leaning more on the side of people really think like this and think that the stuff that they doing okay is normalized because they feel everyone does it, or people push this agenda out to make stuff, not like cheating, for example. cheating is the funniest one I see. You always see people saying cheating is out the crazy. Well, I know we lost the plot when I seen people saying that cheating is a necessary part of a relationship because it tests the strength of the bond in a relationship. And all I can say is that people have lost their rabbit minds thinking that cheating is a needed component to build a healthy relationship. That's just insane to me. I'm sorry, that's wild. That's wild. Like, just say this, y'all want your cake and want to eat it too. So therefore, y'all trying to make this stuff normal, so y'all can just do it and be like, it's cool. Like, another thing too, like I seen people normalize like having herpes. Like, everybody say like HSV2 is normal, it's not a big deal. Everybody has it. Why does it matter? I was like, that's crazy because everybody ain't got that one. Two, that's insane that y'all are trying to normalize that. Like, if somebody don't want to engage you because you have that, then that's their decision. You can't really get mad at them about that. Like, some stuff you just really just got to accept. Like, it ain't nothing wrong with you necessarily as a person. But again, everybody ain't going for the same things. It just is what it is. Like, you are entitled. As a human being, you are entitled to your feelings and your morals and your stances and views on things. If you view someone, for instance, Christians, famous one, Christians, they feel like every little thing people do is just gonna send them straight to hell. The diehard Christians. Now, look at this whole Charlie Kirk foolishness we had going on. And yes, I call it foolishness. Not saying I'm happy the man died. I'm not saying that. I'm not on that side of the fence where people so like celebrating his death. Wasn't doing all that. I wasn't even happy that he died because I don't feel like anybody should lose. That's just me personally. I don't feel like anybody, no matter what, should lose their life over just nonsense. But also, if you spew out things that offend one side of the that like can be viewed that offend one side of the party or offend people deep, you gotta be able to live in it and be able to be willing to accept what consequences may come with. It's like you go off and punch on somebody. Just swing on them. You don't know what might happen. They might just brush it off. I'm just giving an example, y'all. They might brush it off. They might literally collapse, or they might whoop your ass immediately after that. You might be in a full-blown fight, and they might whoop your ass after the fact. That might really happen. That's 9 out of 10. That's a likely possibility of that happening. Or at least, you're not whooping your ass. You're at least going to get into a fight. On box. So again, you got to be able to accept what comes with the territory when you do certain things. Is how I look at it, and I'm not saying like he needs to accept death. Death is more so thinking me saying like you have to be. You guys just know people are crazy nowadays. Like we done had like in the past couple of months alone, we've had an attempted assassination of a president. We've had like two other assassination attempts that's been going crazy. We get school shootings every other day, which was crazy because they literally had a school shooting occur, I think like a day after, or maybe the same day of the Charlie Kirk incident. And I saw not miss much coverage on it. I saw more coverage for him than I did of the school shooting with the kids. I think, which is crazy. And take it. I didn't like Charlie Kirk. I did not. Couldn't stand him. I didn't like his views. I thought he was very much so racist and he was very much so prejudiced. I really did. I don't care if people try to spin it, they're just saying he didn't mean it that way. He just used them as I said, okay, well, he used an example. Why he always use the African American race as an example? Like, I've always seen him bash that race in particular. I've always seen him do it. Like, I've seen him literally say Michelle Obama and the Supreme Court judge. I forgot her name. Damn, I'm sorry. Sorry, I forgot her name. But two powerful black women, prominent black figures, were not qualified to talk about. If not being they fail to talk about politics, this and that, because they lack the mental capacity or the capability to. When these women are literally like Harvard grads, like they are Ivy League grads, and you was questioning their intelligence. When you didn't even go, and I'm not saying, and trust me, I'm not a person to say it's like college and all that kind of stuff equates intelligence because it doesn't. It really doesn't. Like, people can be highly intelligent, but just not give a fuck about school. It's very much so a thing. Like, I don't question people's intelligence off of a resume. Like, no, like, who, like, let me talk to you as a person, because I have many people I've known in my life that have not completed a degree, and they are highly intelligent, really smart. So I would never bash somebody for not, pursuing like higher education or whatever like that. Like, never. But again, if you go to Ivy League school, I'm going to give you your props. You're probably up there. Take it. I will say this, and people take it with a group. People believe me sometimes when I tell them, but sometimes they don't. Going through undergrad in engineering and STEM, let's just say in STEM, going through undergrad and STEM, you often, if you started going to like these different clubs and different trips they have or conventions and all these kind of things, you start meeting people from other colleges or the universities, particularly ones that are considered like Ivy League and, you know, the top schools of the world. You start meeting them, you start talking to them, you intern at certain companies, you might meet someone from school like a MIT or a Cornell or, you know, things like that. You might meet them. And a lot of times, the ones that me and my classmates from Southern University have met, they weren't really that much different than us as far as, like, intelligence-wise. Like, when you really sit down and talk with them, be like, they're straight up tell you, like, I don't know this. Like, you'd be surprised how much more we knew about certain subjects as far as engineering went. That's the field I'm in. You'd be surprised how much more about engineering we knew than these kids that was at, like, these Ivy League schools and all this kind of stuff. And they straight up said, like, I don't even know this. My dad just went here. My mom went here. My uncle went here. They just be like, so I just got put in. That's pretty much how they be. They don't really be knowing much. So kind of like private school a little bit. People view private school. I remember I had an argument with that too before. Now we're on topic. Now we're going to transition that because I'm not even worried about the considerate stuff. Just about knowledge in general. Remember I worked at Best Buy when I was my early 20s then. I was like around 20. Let me think. I was like 23 when I started at Best Buy, like 23, 22-ish, around that frame when I worked at Best Buy, I want to say. Maybe, I think I was 22. I feel like I was 22 when I worked at Best Buy, I started working at Best Buy. And I never forget, there was this one guy, he worked in the home theater department. And we were talking one day, he worked in the home theater department, they had another chick that worked with me, in my department. I worked in the warehouse in merchandising. She was on part of like the team with us, merchandise team. So we was all talking one day, and I would never forget that he said that we were talking about schooling because she had two kids, whatever, and she was talking about, you know, putting her kids in school. She's like, I won't never put my kids in public school because public school, they don't get as much education, because private school, we get taught better, this and that. So I was like, I don't think that's true. I said, just because you pay for this private school don't mean necessarily mean you got taught better or you're smarter than everybody else. Isn't that? That don't really mean that. I said, I know a lot of kids in private school that just got pushed along. They didn't really learn anything. This was back in my time frame of school. Like, now, I don't know how the school system go and all that. I know Common Core, especially in Louisiana, like Common Core and all that kind of stuff, then fuck the game up. So I don't know how things go. There's a lot of charter schools now and everything. But yeah. Anyway, I was like, I don't think that's true. I said, I know a lot of people that was smart. I said, my graduating class alone, we had two recipients of the Bill Gates Millennium Scholarship. Like, that was like a big thing back then. We had two recipients of that. I was like, my class alone, like, we had like the highest graduating class in my school and everything like that. Like, you know, all kind of stuff. And then the guy, he was getting something out of a cage. He was like, well, I have to disagree. I feel like private school, you get better education, you're taught better and this and that. You're taught to be more articulate and this and that. So I looked and I was like, that don't mean anything. It's like, I'm gonna be honest with you though. Like in public school, like just go. That's it. Like you don't learn anything. Like it's no structure and this and that. I said, well, that's not. My apologies, y'all. It's a lot going on. It was a lot going on. It really is. If you hear breaks in this episode, my apologies. I got to chop it up. I promise next episode, we'll be back to our regular schedule programming, and it'll sound like it used to, like it normally sounds, I promise. But anyway, yeah, so he was talking about that. I said, that's not true. I was like, we're public school. I said, I don't mean anything. I said, intelligence doesn't come down to technically your schooling, because I told him, I was like, I went to an elementary school that was considered very much so underperforming. It don't even exist anymore. It's closed down, actually. Like, they shut it down. I want to say, like, maybe 3 years after I went to middle school, they shut it down. Not even school anymore. So I was like, that don't mean like you're not smart. I like intelligence is just the person. It don't matter like what environment they're in, this and that. It's more so like it's the person. Like whether or not they choose to, or whether or not they're guided along the path to use that said intelligence and whatnot. And it was like, well, I don't think that's true. I said, well, I didn't go to a good school. And it was like, exactly. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, I didn't go to a good school. However, I skipped 2 grades. I was reading on a college reading level at the age of like 7, 8. I was reading on a college level. Like, it got to the point to where, like, while kids was reading like 1 Fridge, 2 Fridge, Red Fridge, I couldn't read those books. I had to read Harry Potter. Like, I was forced to read Harry Potter, like, when I was in, like, kindergarten, first grade. Like, I was forced to read all those books. I was reading, like bigger books than I was supposed to be reading at the time. I guess you say bigger books. But, you know, more intensive books than I should have been reading for my age group. Like, my comprehension, all that stuff was just so well. Like, I was forced to do that kind of stuff. I think I skipped 2 grades. I was like, I passed all my standardized tests. I was like, my first time taking the ACT, I made a 25. Like, just, and I didn't do any camps. I didn't do any study or none of that. So I was like, again, I just took it. So I was like, it don't mean like you're dumb. I said, I know many people that are super smart, highly intelligent, and didn't go to like these top amazing schools in our state or our city, and they're still really super smart. That doesn't mean anything. I was like, most successful people in the world is college dropouts. Like, and I'm sorry, you got to have some sense and some knowledge to make it, to make that amount of money, to accumulate that much wealth. You have to have something to accumulate that much wealth and knowledge and that, then this, that, and the third. You might not have been a brains, but you were smart in some regards to make this money work. As far as business goes, you might have been a genius as far as business goes on marketing. You never know. It doesn't matter. It also depends on what area you're talking about. I said sometimes people might not be good at math, but they might be a hell of a writer, or vice versa. You might be a poor writer. You got poor writing skills, but you can solve a calculus and you can calculate differential equations and derivatives in 30 minutes, 10 minutes. You're done. You got it. Like, just easy. Like, some stuff just easy to people. Like, it's just the person. Like, are you smart, or like, do you have intelligence, or do you lack it? One or the other. And he got upset and got quiet and walked off because he didn't have a rebuttal. And I was like, yeah, I didn't go to private school. I said, I think I articulate myself and communicate with you guys very well in a professional manner, right? They're trying to say, like, you go to public school, you wasn't taught like me. I said, I was literally taught how to write interviews, how to conduct interviews, and also how to construct resumes. We did that like in 9th and 10th grade. Like, they started us off early with that. I said, it's not about where you go, it's about who's pouring into you, especially as a kid. Like, if you are getting guided and poured into as a kid to pursue these things, pursue knowledge, to instill intelligence, or to use your intelligence, I should say, to instill knowledge and everything like that. That's all depends on the adults around you. Like, are they doing their job, being a mentor, supporting, uplifting? Or are they doing a piss poor job? Or are they failing you? What it comes down to. And also, that person. Like, are you a person that's motivated? You have motivation? You have self-motivation? Or do you just not give a fuck? Some people just don't give a fuck. I know at some point in school, I stopped giving a fuck. I'm just completely honest. I really did. I just stopped caring. And my teachers used to get so frustrated with me. So aggravated, because they'd be like, you know how to do this stuff, but it's just like, you just don't care. And I was an asshole. I was telling straight up, I don't. I really don't. And yeah, it just comes down to the person. And yeah, like, I would say it comes down to the person, really. So yeah, it's just one of these episodes where it's kind of like a, remember I said we was going to get back to like a, we just be talking like how it was beforehand, like kind of like we start with something, go touch on something else and keep going. I went back to that formula for this episode. So this is more just a, like a stream of consciousness for this episode, just to get back into the flow of things, how I want the podcast is trending too. And then next week, I plan on doing some more structured things again. Yeah, I felt like it was needed to me for me to get an episode out like this, because it's been a while since I've done an episode where I just kind of touched on different things that's been going on and different topics and all that kind of stuff. So if this episode format style is something that you guys have, you know, prefer a little more of, kind of like more like back to like the therapeutic side of things, like just talking about stuff, you know, let me know. But I say all that about that. I got sidetracked about the school stuff and all that, but with the considerations thing. So about consideration and everything like that. And I was like, my thing is just people just suck. That's my thing. Like, I'm not discrediting that niggas ain't shit. Trust me. I have a best friend. I have a couple really close friends or best friends. Close friends and best friends, not or. Close friends and best friends that are female. I hear the most craziest stories about things that men do, and I be so disappointed every time, because when I tell you that men, us as a species, we got to do better. Us as a gender got to do better, I should say, not species. Us as a gender need to do better. Like, us as the male gender needs to do a better job, because we do some wild things. And then there's this whole generation of, like, sassiness, too. Like, that's crazy, too. Like, I done seen some crazy responses to a lot of things. Like, I don't get the whole thing of like, I remember I was watching an NFL game, and I seen, I think it was Amon St. Brown for the Lions. Scored a touchdown. He did like the clock it thing I've been seeing people do all the time, like the little thing they pinch their fingers together, like clock it or whatever. He was doing that. I was like, what are we doing now? I said, when that became a thing? Like, I know you gotta be trolling, but still, why? Why? And also, I ain't gonna lie, call a spade a spade. Women ain't that hot either. They got some women that do some crazy things nowadays and just be so dead ass serious. Like, I posted a couple of months ago about, I had an episode about X on the podcast about do women feel that men have to pay their bills or whatever as a requirement to date? Like, not to be in a relationship, but to even date them, they have to pay a bill. It's like as a interest point. And all the women that will respond, like, that's insane. Like, no, like, first dates and everything like that, like, when you're first starting off dating, that's just for you guys to start learning about each other, to establish boundaries and this and that. That's ridiculous. And even dudes was like, that's crazy, bro. Like, we supposed to just be figuring out, like, how each other move and, you know, what's a no-go and what's a goal, like, establishing boundaries. Even dudes are saying it. So, like, crazy. And ironically enough, I had a friend hit me up the other day, and she was saying how, like, one of her coworkers was talking to her, and he was saying how, like, this girl was saying, like, you gotta pay. Essentially, I'm not remembering it exactly, like, verbatim, but essentially the gist of it was, for you to go on a date, you gotta be willing to pay these bills, this kind of stuff. And I think that's crazy. Like, I'm of the firm believer that we all grown adults, male or female. Like, take it, there are men in the world, and women too, that don't mind paying all the bills, don't mind doing this, that, and the third. They don't. Again, there's people out there. Find you one that's like that and see how you like it. Y'all knock it out the park. And I hope, wish y'all many much success in y'all endeavors. Again, there's also people that are on the mindset of, we're just going to do it, make it work. I'll handle this, that, that. You handle this, that, that. If things switch up and fall times fall on, I'll pick up that slack and I'll handle this, that, while you shake back. And then when you shake back, pick back up on this, that, that, whenever you get back into good standings. Just whenever you start working back up until we can get it done. You need a little extra help with something? Gotcha. Boom, boom, boom. Vice versa. Male or female. Hand in hand. Working together. A team. This and that. Not saying that if one does, the other's not a team thing. It's just, I feel like a lot of times when people put all responsibilities and everything on one person, it creates this weird power dynamic. Because, like I said, I'm not against it at all. I just fear the power dynamic, because I know how people can let power go to their heads. And it can lead to issues like saying, like, oh, this is my money. You don't have a say-so in anything. Like, you get what I give you, and that's it. You don't have any control on this and that. Or you're not going to tell me what to do. Or when I come home, I better see these dishes clean, or a food or a fresh meal better prepared. This and that. Like, both sides, a housewife or a house husband, stay-at-home husband or stay-at-home wife, stay-at-home stay-at-home dad or stay-at-home mom. It happens. I've literally watched this I watched this podcast ironically because y'all know how much I say this and that, but this is like this podcast show that I stumbled upon. And I ain't gonna lie, it's a guilty pleasure because I ain't gonna lie, I be laughing at the shit people saying and it'd be wild. Some of them do, some of them be kind of sad, but a lot of it be just wild things. Like, I remember one, the wife was upset because her husband was about to be making too much money. Like, he was about to be a millionaire. They were about to be millionaires, actually, because they were married. And she was upset about it. It was the craziest thing ever to hear. So, yeah. But yeah, it'd be like a lot of times people think that's what they want and this and that, which is fine. You're human. Humans, you're white, you have a right to change your mind, but you think that's what you want and then you end up getting it and it's just, it don't work out. I mean, my work that, when I was recovering from my knee surgery 2 years ago, there was a lady at the clinic and she would always say how like she was looking for a boyfriend that wouldn't mind paying up bills and this and that, because she wanted to go back to school. And she was saying she wanted a man that was going to pay her bills and this and that because she wasn't going to be able to work as much going to school. And me and the doctor was there. The doctor was like, you don't want that. She was like, I got a lot of friends that did that same path. You don't want that. She was like, it ain't fun. You could, all the money in the world, they're going to make you happy with that because you're going to be miserable. You'll be miserable. And this and that. And that's another woman telling another grown woman that, by the way. And he was like, I don't think that's the case because this and that. So then she was like, okay. She was like, Trent. She was like, Trent, answer this. If you had a girlfriend and you was paying all the bills, what would you do? I was like, I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't ever want to do that. And they was like, well, why not? I said, because I know how I'll get. I'll get to the point where, like, if you tell me anything and I don't feel like hearing, I'll be like, what are you doing here to have an opinion? Just straight up point. Like, is that mean? Yes, very much so. But I'll straight up get to a point where I'm like, what are you doing or contributing to have an opinion on anything? If I want to spend money on this, that, and the third, I'm going to do it. You have no say-so in it at all. Point blank, period. And the doctor was like, exactly. And she was like, it ain't just men either. She said, because I know me. If my husband decides this and that, or my husband approached me like that, he wouldn't have no say so or nothing. I'd be like, you going to work to pay for this? No, so I'm going to do what I want to do. I was like, and then the people in the clinic was like, yeah, I wouldn't want that because I know I wouldn't want a man telling me nothing if I was making it. It was women in there. It's like, I wouldn't want a man telling me nothing if I made all the money. He going to do what I say. Like, it's just a human nature thing. It's not even like I said, I'm really beyond the male and female dynamic of things at this point in life. And now I'm just realizing just the people that suck. Like, I see both sides of the fence. Like, I hear stories, I get a lot of different insights and perspectives and this and that. And I respect people's opinions, of course, if you're a woman, you're going to speak from the perspective of a woman. You're a male, you're going to speak, if you're a man, you're going to speak from the perspective of a man. That's fine, it's normal. Like, that don't make your opinion invalidated. Like, are men not considerate? No. Are women not considerate? Are some women not considerate? They're not. Yeah, it's true. Like, are men not considerate? Some of them aren't. A lot of them aren't. I know a couple myself that were formerly in my circle that were not. Again, it's just a people issue because we've been trained. We got to point now to a society that's kind of like, I'm going to do what I want to do. And point blank, period, in discussion, no debate. Or they get to the mindset of, I'm right, you're wrong. Your opinion doesn't matter because it's false, it's inaccurate. My opinion is fact, which makes a non-opinion, makes it a hard, cold fact. And that's something else that I'm just like, bro, like, everything that we state is not a fact. Like, we form opinions based off of facts or experiences or perspectives that we have acquired or, you know, have occurred to us through our life. That's just how that goes. But that don't mean that's 100% factual, unless it's like stuff like the sky is blue. The sky is blue. That's a fact. Can't debate that. Like, you can't. Like, if it's a proven fact you cannot dispute, then of course it's a fact. But a lot of us view our opinions as the Bible. And it's like, Even the Bible, controversial statement, even that ain't all the way factual. Right. Like, it's been rewritten more times than people can count. So again, it's not 100% factual. And I'm not dissing the Bible or nothing like that. It's just, you know, some stuff in it might be misconstrued. And I'm not even saying that I'm not, matter of fact, I'm gonna take that back. I'm not even saying that the Bible itself is like non-factual or contradictory or that. More so the way it's presented to a lot of people or taught, they contradict themselves, or they'll cut off a section of a verse in the middle of it. In a scripture, they'll cut out the middle of a verse to speak on the message or prove a point. But if you continue reading it, a lot of times it'll contradict the point that they were making or trying to state in their sermons or whatever. But that's a whole nother conversation for another day. We're not going to talk about that. But yeah, it's just, I'm at the point now where it's like me personally, it's like more so people just suck. People just suck. And it's like, at some point, we got to look in the mirror as human beings, not as male or female, just as a person, as a human, and just realize, like, we got to do better. Like, we got to do better. Like, we have to be more considerate. We have to have more empathy in the world. Cause I feel like the world has lost all empathy. Like, I don't feel like we have much of that left. I don't. And nothing's wrong with being yourself, but I feel like a lot of times people, that's another time. I'm going to get to that topic another time. Get to that topic another time. That's two episodes right there we're going to get into. I'm going to stop right there. Stop right there. So, I think I'm going to end it right there for this episode, because it's already kind of chopped up a little bit, so I got to kind of do some editing. So, I think I'm going to end it for today with this episode. Yeah, it was kind of like a throwback episode. It's kind of like a, like I said, a stream of consciousness. It's like me just jabbing. I don't know the total time and everything like that, but I know it's been a good minute. So, you know, it's been a while. It's been a while. So, we're going to get back to doing things structured, organized, episode a week kind of thing. I'm going to get back to that for sure. Start next week. Well, this week could be the first. I was saying Wednesday was going to be the day of the podcast, but I think it might just be Thursdays. I think that'd be better just because Thursday I can also, I might do, well, we'll see. I'm trying to debate it still because I'm thinking about doing sports episodes on Thursdays and doing regular episodes for this podcast on Wednesdays and then starting up the channel for the sports episodes. Excuse me, so we can keep that going as well. So, I don't know. We're going to see. With that being said, y'all take it easy. I'll see you all next time. Be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. Stay prayed up. Hopefully, this government shut down and everything ends soon. And, you know, just pray things get better. And we all need to support each other and pray at this point. Because at this point in time, we all in this together. So, y'all take it easy. I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.